Under the current voting system, how would you, as a prospective MP, justify your right to represent this constituency? And I want to go first to Daniel Zeichner.
You operate in a system that you have before you, and those are the rules at the moment. Now, there are many of us who would like to change the system. There was a referendum put to the people on the alternative votes, and what we are looking at, particularly after the Scottish referendum, is a detailed examination of how we run our country. But Labour will also, and this is a passion of mine, sweep away the outdated and outmoded House of Lords.
What does the Conservative Party respond?
The reality is the system doesn't necessarily favour anyone. We've had coalition government before, we're in a coalition government now. What has happened in the last 5 years, constituencies have grown in number. So, for example, Cambridge has dramatically grown in size in the last 5 years. Without allowing the Boundary Commission to make those changes and recommendations, we have constituencies that are different sizes. I'm not saying it should be compulsory, but if everyone voted, you would get what you voted for. We want informed decision-making in politics, and that means ensuring the electorate is educated on the political process.
Dr. Harpert.
The system that we have at the moment with First Past the Post is completely and utterly broken. Blair got 36% of the vote, huge majorities, and we know what happened with introducing fees, invading Iraq. You should not get massive power with a third of the votes. We have to bring in a much better voting system, and I agree we have to change the House of Lords. We should devolve to a unitary Cambridge so that we in Cambridge have power over planning, power over buses, power over how our network is going to work. We need that power locally. We need to fix the entire system nationally.
Sorry to close. Patrick Flynn, do you want to respond to that?
During my time as a political journalist, I often heard MPs say, oh, we must keep the constituency link, as if that gave their own voters some enormous privilege and some key bond. But in fact, I saw that always as a monopolist's argument. Nobody likes competition, but why shouldn't people have 2, 3, 4 MPs they can go to if one of them doesn't deliver? And I think a second hung parliament in a row will lead to a quick revisiting of the voting system. I happen to think that AV itself was the only voting system just as bad as First Past the Post.